Blog Talk Radio. Yes, 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 my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again. Shalom, my brothers and sisters, we are back again. Thank the Most High for the opportunity unto His peace. We're back again, my brothers and sisters, for another episode, another very blessed episode of Hidden Gospel. Hidden Gospel Revealed, and I'm your host, Enemia of Covenant Remembrance Ministry. So very thankful to the Most High. The opportunity, yes indeed, to be back with you again. Be back with you again to speak these very precious words. These very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes indeed, He's told me that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. Yes, some very important things that I must do for Him. And He told me because of what I must do, He just said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. And men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. Most High has a plan, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, He does. Due to the effect of men seeking to partialize and pollute, even turn men aside from the pure, perfect righteousness of His word, there must come a time, my brothers and sisters, when He must blot out the sins of mankind. All the divisions among men that have kept men subject to so many diverse allegiances. Here, my brothers and sisters, it was never intended to be, should never have been, if man had only been true to what the Most High declared from the beginning. Never should it have been that the people of the Most High would be scattered among a multitude of nations, a multitude of contentious misallegiances after a multitude of diverse rulers, themselves contentious, themselves conflictory, contradictive, controversy, establishing all manner of controversy, confusion against the perfect will of one. It never should have been, my brothers and sisters, that our people would be scattered among the nations, among a multitude of nations that came as a result of a falling away. If only we've remained true, that was the Most High declared to us from the beginning. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, since the dawn of human fall, men have, trusting in their own misconceits, their own presumptuousnesses, and sought to hide what is the word from the beginning. And that pure, perfect foundation that from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, is the only chance man has as becoming complete and pure unto his purpose before Yah. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the trickery of man has been that men turned away from what is divine word, even to bar what is divine purpose from the beginning. Man turned away from that absolution. Has been in bondage, my brothers and sisters, to a multitude of false rulers. Men seeking to compromise, to say that they're wise in the midst of these contradictions, has in fact, my brothers and sisters, blinded himself not to even discern what it means or be true to the utmost command of all, that we must recognize Yah as one. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? In His name, we must speak the same thing, no divisions among us. There be any schisms, divisions, and controversies and contentions among us. Scripture says we function as carnal men, not as the people of Yah, but men who are blinded according to the sedentary, stagnating purposes of blinded men who actually have dared to believe that they have a right to enslave a mind after treatises and ideals far less than what appeases the purpose of Yah. There's a reason why the scriptures say, quite frankly, we must study to show ourselves approved. Yah will not deny Himself. We must seek the pure, perfect will of Yah, to be fully furnished unto all good works, according to all that is necessary to serve Him for the salvation of man. It is not according to the diversities, controversies and conversation, seeming wiser to men, or brothers and sisters. This salvation, this gift from the Most High, my brothers and sisters, what we must have. For salvation, not according to the conceits and the verse doctrines and ideals of men. My brothers and sisters, salvation is a matter of man being made whole, worthy to be preserved. Not after the devices of men, but according, my brothers and sisters, to the revealed will of Yah. We might be his servants. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, formed, created at his hands, his workmanship, to all goodness, righteousness. Yes, even my brothers and sisters, the ability the Most High would grant us, an awareness he would grant us, according to all that from the beginning he foreordained. Rediscovery, my brothers and sisters, of that pure, perfect will that was before the contentions of man. Rediscovery of that power in the Most High. That, my brothers and sisters, the transcension beyond all man's bondage to the variant rulers of the world, who in order to preserve their pulpits and thrones, that they keep man confused after divide and conquer tactics. We must overcome, my brothers and sisters, the devices and schemes of men. What does it say in Psalm 2? Kings of the earth are taking counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. And that is why the nations rage and the people imagine vain things and there have been no peace. My brothers and sisters, let us understand that it is in proving foolish the seeming wisdom of those who have been called wise. And the seeming wisdom, my brothers and sisters, those who refuse to realize that the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know. Not giving consideration to all the Most High has said has not been wisdom at all. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, I will tell you that the greatest wisdom, my brothers and sisters, is that word, that hidden truth, that man without draws hasty conclusions, blinded by half-truths, prideful, my brothers and sisters, in his partialities, oftentimes even unwilling to seek the greater truth. Every lie, therefore, that men believe, every half-truth that men believe. And men are made prideful then, oftentimes causing men to be contentious against realizing the need for more. And in every case, my brothers and sisters, this is a fall from faith. Anytime men believe that a multitude of contentions after the diverse ideals of men is deliverance from a deceiver, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures say or tell us well. If any man consider himself wise in this world, 1 Corinthians 3:18. If any man consider himself wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. Messiah comes directly for the liberation of man. People said, let no man consider himself so wise before the time, fully aware before the time, when Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah. And for those of us who are wise, we know exactly where those scriptures come from. Isaiah 44:20-45:6. Most High has declared, concerning this age, men have not discerned that their imaginations have become dull, not discerning that what they've trusted by and large is falsehood. Therefore, he must send one. This is what he promised, who would be a shepherd to his people Israel, who would establish Israel again upon a firm foundation. The one who he said, my brothers and sisters, would come, whose very appearing proves foolish, whose word proves foolish, the counsel of those that men have called wise. And my brothers and sisters, for those who understand it, when men discern that there's only one salvation, only one righteousness, only one consummate truth that's worthy unto the Most High, then will men understand what the scriptures mean when it says it's because of him that men shall know from the rising sun to the west there's none else but Yah. Then will men know, my brothers and sisters, what it means that we must have a gift from on high. Only by that which is from the Most High, from on high, my brothers and sisters, is there a possibility of reconciliation with him who is the Most High. Messiah said, I'm not of this world. I'm not from below, but from above. I'm from above and not from below. I'm not of this world, he said. It's unless you believe that his testimony is one from a place beyond the divisiveness of man, beyond the contentions and controversies of man. So unless you believe that his word indeed is that gospel that declares the rule of a holy kingdom, I did not say the various principalities and powers of men. Unless you believe that his word is beyond this, that you must attain beyond the unrighteousness of your leaders who deny and dishonor the law and the prophets. He says you shall not enter the kingdom of peace. You shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, that we must discern beyond the contentions of all the leaders who have misadministered what, some 45,000 denominations, worthless, of worthless denominationalities and divisions. My brothers and sisters, Most High calls it vanity, whatever is not sufficient to make his people in himself one. Again, this is Edom Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So thankful to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for every ear he brings near. I welcome you to the show. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, what have been the schemes of men that have worked against men, discerning the need now to be restored. Did you hear me? I said restored to a covenant. Think about it. As it was in time before, man turned away from faith and the pure, perfect will of Yah, trusting in another. All the way back from the times of the garden, caused man to fall away from a covenant until he realized that he must henceforth always, and always should have, kept faith in Yah, knowing that he is not destabilized by the multitude of differences of man. Faith in Yah, my brothers and sisters, is not after the varying contentions of men, not after the various misrepresentations of men, not after the varying stylings of so-called doctrine as declared by men. Salvation is by transcending all of these. Messiah said, what? All power from on high, authority from on high has been given unto me. Many of my brothers and sisters have been given the word, the exceeding word, beyond the doctrines of the nations. Beyond the doctrines of the rulers. He said, therefore, go forth and teach all nations, baptizing, what? Baptizing, purging them of all their short-sighted and unrighteous zeal. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the scripture said, the Spirit of Yah, he said, is upon him to preach good tidings. The whole word, that's what the word basar, basar, good tidings actually means. The whole word unto those who are meek enough to hear it. Those who are not so self-satisfied in what they think they know, but realize they need to know, there's a need to know so much more for the blessing of our people. This is love, my brothers and sisters. This is the covenant. We must love Yah with all our minds, heart, soul, and might for the blessing and benefit of us all, constantly seeking the truth. He said, as the dispensation of what is called the gospel, he said, go forth and teach all nations everything he declared, purging men of all unrighteousness, showing them beyond all unrighteousness, baptized me even in his spirit, that teaches all things, no lie in it, reproving all false, shallow-minded, hasty conclusion. Declare, indeed, my brothers and sisters, with the righteousness, the fullness of the will of Yah, even the salvation of him, my brothers and sisters, would make man whole, would heal mankind beyond all the doctrinal affliction, all the partialities and all the curses, the sin, the divisions that men have declared against the pure, perfect vision of the One, yes, even of the One Most High. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we discern that as it was before, when men fell after a multitude of divisivenesses of men, falling short of faith in the fullness of the covenant, falling victimized to those who in some way sought to dishonor the law and the prophets, causing men to fall short of the testimony, my brothers and sisters, that was to reconcile all differences, causing men to fall short of the doctrine of peace. My brothers and sisters, till we realize that till mankind is restored beyond all the diverse standards of men, My brothers and sisters, what men have trusted in has not been salvation. It has not been delivered from those who deceive, presenting illusion, causing men not to seek to perceive so much more. As I told you before, every lie a man believes acts as an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth. And so often man in his pride does not understand what the scriptures mean. When said Messiah will come forth saying, have you not heard, have you not understood? If there's no searching of all that is divine understanding, therefore you should have kept looking. They who wait for him, expecting him who comes to teach all things, who exposes all the rulers by his word, making them dust to his sword. The word of Yah is like a sharp two-edged sword. It's a perfect word. It discerns the difference between the righteous and the wicked. He said he'll make the king dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow, to the accuracy of his perception. Who, my brothers and sisters, will understand that the word of Yah indeed cuts both ways, both those who would be righteous and those who would be wicked, lawless. Because it declares an absolute point, my brothers and sisters, that none finds salvation without. Who, my brothers and sisters, is willing to understand really, truly then what it means when Messiah said the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek? We live in a world, the scripture says, that men, Most High looked upon men and seen none righteous, no, not one. We live in a world, the Most High says, he looked upon men and saw it. Isaiah 59, he said he saw no intercessor. Isaiah 59, 16. Psalms 14, Psalms 53. He looked upon men according to Zechariah 10 and said, I saw no shepherd. Therefore, he has to bring forth the one that is called the nail, the cornerstone, and the battle bow. Believe me, they are one. He will have to restore the man, my brothers and sisters, a shepherd. When Most High sends forth, therefore, a righteous one who will perceive all things after the Spirit discerning how all things Most High said in remembrance, all the pieces put together, work together. My brothers and sisters, beyond all the illusions and the inconjunctiveness of the thoughts of men, who will be ready to receive, to accept his report, even the report and the testimony of him who will come forth saying, according to Isaiah 28, his word indeed being line upon line, precept upon precept, and many not having the precepts upon which to understand his word. Scripture says the cloth, he will say to the men, the cloth, the doctrines that they uphold. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the interwoven word that they have, that men have counted wise, counted sufficient to cover the nakedness of their carnality. Scripture says, too short for men to wrap themselves up in it, insufficient for a garment, insufficient for a man to cover himself, cover his fleshliness. Cloth too short, warp weak. Holes in the doctrine, my brothers and sisters, insufficient for a garment. Who, my brothers and sisters, is wise enough to understand what the scriptures mean when it says Messiah will come forth in the last days in Isaiah 49? Beyond, I'm saying this, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the doctrines that have been taught to keep people from understanding the reality. For the scriptures tell us the Messiah will come forth in the last days in Isaiah 49, saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High is coming from afar, even to declare his word to the nations afar off, saying, from the body of my mother has he made mention of my name, declaring, my brothers and sisters, that he is the one the Most High has called forth to reveal, yes, his glory, his invariant word. The one that he's called forth has made his mouth like a sharp two-edged sword and will discern the thoughts and intents of every heart. Even, my brothers and sisters, the one whom the Most High has called to bring Israel, all those who seek a pure, perfect word, back to him. But, my brothers and sisters, not only be the salvation of those who know that Yah is one and that they, as a people, they must be one, but also, my brothers and sisters, wake all humanity up to understand that there must come an end to these times of the Gentiles. There must come to an end to these times of confusion. There must come an end to the times, my brothers and sisters, whereby in the midst of many nations, many have believed in the variant rule of many. Political, social, religious, cultural differences in every nation, my brothers and sisters, could never be true to the will of one. And blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who understand Until we understand that Messiah will declare an absolute word to the reproof of all, me and my brothers and sisters not respecting Yah as one, without a reverence point for reference, man, my brothers and sisters, not knowing to expect Messiah to reprove all men. Men have still been left, my brothers and sisters, by default, under the misconceits of men. Polytheists, my brothers and sisters, and not monotheists, believing that they could find salvation. Not knowing that there's a far greater wisdom that is to be expected and to come being forth to him who is called the righteous one like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness and to reveal the light the whole world has sought to obscure. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, yes, as a people that we understand that as Yah is one, so also must his people be one. And if we are not one, it's because deceitful men have heard the word of peace, have heard the word of agreement, have heard the truth of the gospel, have heard from mankind, my brothers and sisters, the way of a covenant, and have heard from men the way of salvation. Messiah comes to restore again the knowledge of what is divine righteousness. That those who believe in him, I didn't say all the contentious rulers of men, but those who believe in him, I did not say all those who misrepresent the holy name. But those who believe in him, I'm not saying all those who come up with believing, my brothers and sisters. Many cry out, if you will, Lord, Lord, but not to do the will of the Father. If they teach a fallen, F-A-L, look at that F-L, foolish. Look at that F-L-S, false. A word that's a result of many falls. Heaven help us. If they teach a fallen word that does not seek to perform fully the will of the Father, my brothers and sisters, this is a false testimony of false prophets who speak after a spirit of deception. For to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. My brothers and sisters, it's those who hear the word to obey it because they are granted by the Most High understanding. These are one of those who are built upon a strong foundation. These are the ones, my brothers and sisters, that when the rains came and the winds blow, the proof of the Most High has come. The house should be able to stand because it's built upon a rock, a strong foundation. But those, my brothers and sisters, who have these words and understand them not, are like those whose house is built upon sand, no foundations, found no foundation at all. When the rains come, the flood come, the winds blow, the house fall, that house is a great one. Because my brothers and sisters, it was built upon sand. It was built upon the standards, my brothers and sisters, of a frail many, rather than the solid righteousness of one. Here, my brothers and sisters, it's time that we no more blaspheme against the righteousness of the holy name, the oneness of the holy name, after the diverse vanities of men. We are told in advance, we are to have no other God, no other ruler, no other standard. Hey, I said not fall victim to any false institutionality of man that would not allow us or would deny us access to the greater wisdom of Yah. Truth cannot deny truth. Light cannot deny light. Yet our brothers and sisters, men have been taught many doctrines that have compelled them not to understand how all things the Most High has said work together. And that confusion, my brothers and sisters, none of those obstacles are up to the will of Yah. Deceitful men, partial and polluted after many ministrations against the truth of the law and the prophets, against the righteous expectations contained in the law of the prophets, and believe me, men have most have no clue. Who even claim that they follow the law, who claim that they follow the Torah. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, many claim that because they simply have not known the Torah. Think about it. The Torah is the word of Yah. It's the word of oneness. It's the word of peace. And if all understood that word as it's to be understood, would there be contentions among us? Absolutely not. that is words of deceitful men who teach stagnating doctrine, causing men not to seek the greater righteousness of Yah, the greater counsel of the Most High, imprisoning man to trust in how men have taken counsel together among themselves, none exalting or seeking the greater wisdom of Yah. All of this, my brothers and sisters, has hid the truth of the gospel, has hid the word of peace. And my brothers and sisters, confused man, and even robbed man of a covenant with the one Most High. A holy covenant, my brothers and sisters, is not after the diverse will of a propagandized, propagandized to be blinded multitude among the masses. Salvation, my brothers and sisters, by a gift, even the favor of the Most High, whereby he reveals himself. What did he say? The Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. Those who are prideful after the diverse ways of the nations will not hear it. He said, and I'm talking about 61:1, the reading job of 61:1 through 5, particular of Isaiah. He said in Yohanan, John, the one to call it, 14:15 through 17, he said, the Spirit of truth, the world will not receive. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments, preserve, maintain this conscience. Don't allow anything in the world to disrupt the integrity thereof. He said, the Spirit of truth, those who are worldly, those who delight in the contentions of man, seeking to form for themselves niches, whereby they might exalt themselves, said the Spirit of truth, the worldly, those who delight in the divisiveness of man. He said, that greater spirit that declares absolution, they will not receive. All my brothers and sisters, if only I could tell you the real meaning. Scripture in Galatians actually said that if you trust, actually it says if you trust in the diverse contentions of man, Spirit of the Most High, even the Spirit of Messiah, is of no benefit to you. They didn't tell you that the Greeks used one word, both in terms of declaring the indiscriminate rule of man and with regard to the absolute will of Yah. Same word, my brothers and sisters, nomos. They didn't tell you that if you fall victim to the diverse standards of men, you fall from away from faith in Yah, for it is Yah that you must believe in, who has an exceeding wisdom beyond all men, that if men come to him, they can come to agreement and peace, transcendent all the barriers of their various rulers. They didn't teach you, my brothers and sisters, that the variant rulerships of men are in fact sin. I want you to hearken with me. I pray the Most High for His Spirit that it would be upon us all. Messiah said, there's many things I long to tell you, but you cannot grasp them yet till the Spirit of Yah, the Comforter, come. Minds must be attuned. Words, my brothers and sisters, spoken at the mouth of a man, even if they are true, are not sufficient to commonly attune the minds. Men read the book all the time and come up with, what, 45,000 denominations across still some 280 nations that forget the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Who's willing, my brothers and sisters, to understand that to discern spiritual things under the will of one, demands, my brothers and sisters, the man have the same spirit of which the Most High granted the prophets, that the words of one whose conscience is granted after discipline from on high might be discerned as one among a people, that we become again strong beyond all the deceptive words of those who would make men proud or cause men to be proud. After the abominations that are the short-sighted designs appealing to those who are lacking in knowledge. What does the scripture say? It says, men having the written law, 9:26 Romans, Men have a written law, but not seeking it by faith, knowing that there's an absolute. Having the written law, then oftentimes, not knowing the righteousness of Yah, they seek after themselves, not submitting to the righteousness of Yah, because they seek to establish their own righteousness. And my brothers and sisters, every man seeking to call himself righteous after his own design is no covenant at all. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, is not fully what is necessary that Israel be saved, made whole, made one, healed beyond all those who preach other standards as if they were complete in peace. The apostle said, any man preach any other gospel as if there's any other word, it makes me incomplete and whole. Said, let him be accursed. One scripture said, whoever would trouble mankind, hey, leave men subject to less than access to the fullness of the word. Whoever would be an obstacle, let him bear, the scripture said. Even if you will put it that way, let him bear the curses that he has caused. Oh, we're going to talk about a few things tonight that need to be understood by all those who will be his people. You know, those of you who listen to this show on a regular basis, you know I make the constant comparisons between 1 Corinthians 4, 5, the verses at 44, 20 through 45 and 6, for instance, in Isaiah. Comparison between the verses in Acts 3, 18 through 23, where Messiah said, the apostles said in preparation for Messiah, talk about preparing for the times of restitution when the Most High will blot out the sins of his people. How about turn them from all their misallegiances that indeed are sin? It says because Messiah will send one for the restitution, restoration, reformation, if you will, the remembrance of all things. According to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Since whoever will not hearken to that consummate word, he said, be cut off from among the people. Why? Because they preferred unrighteousness. Why? Because they believed lies, preferred half-truths. Why? Because they did not have a love of the truth by which their souls, by a pure conscience, might be governed. It says, Messiah will have come to have to expose this pretense. For man turned away from faith and the will of one after the intrusion of the principalities and powers. The diversities of men coming right there in the midst of the churches, compelling people to believe a multitude of partialized controversies, partialized doctrines of controversy. My brothers and sisters, have not been a covenant with the Most High. He said you shall have no other God, no other standard, no other rule but he. He said if you walk after your vanities, swam by his name, taking his name after the vanities of man, the short-sighted doctrines of men. He is commanded, in fact, my brothers and sisters, his people must have inspiration. He said, you walk therefore after the vanities of man, not seeking the greater wisdom of Yah, unto a fruition, common, mutual standing among all his people. He said, you should not be counted blameless. For how shall the people who care not that all his people should be from one, how shall they be true in the love of a covenant given from on high unto peace? Is not peace, my brothers and sisters, the reward of those who will be faithful? What are those, my brothers and sisters, therefore look for constant contentions, as if the Most High will only awaken those who, what, they have judged sufficient? That they identify with? My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, the Most High has looked upon men, seen none righteous, no, not one, therefore all men, falling short of the glory. All men contentious once again, one against another, but not having been true fully to the covenant of the Most High, he will reprove all. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand the need to return to the will of one. Will understand what it means when it says, they who wait for him shall renew their strength. For without looking for him who must declare one standard, man, my brothers and sisters, in his pride, has no covenant with Yah at all. Not to have the expectation of him whom the Most High said he would send to restore righteousness. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it's still polytheism. They tell you in the churches, I've heard it said, that the pastor somehow going to all get together to bring forth a, what they call a pure virgin unto the Most High. My brothers and sisters, nothing can be farther from the truth. The prophecies actually say the Messiah himself will have to come to reprove all the rulers for wherever they've been unrighteousness. He will have to bring his people to a perfecting in his will. He does not say it will come by the will of man. It comes by the will of Yah. Now, it's not come by the indiscretion of man, but by the will of Yah. Do you dare believe that man in his diverse covetousness, selfishness, selfish ambitions, and greed in a competitive world is willing to admit all the ways in which he has been completely errant, out of line in his thinking? My brothers and sisters, so many of these pastors know that their livelihood as pastors depends upon their ability to persuade the people to believe that they have function after integrity. But the sad thing about it, the various seminary schools they go to get their so-called diploma upon the wall, their Doctor of Divine Science degree, is an institution, my brothers and sisters, that has never been about absolution. But a piece of generic paper they can take to any denomination and say they have supposedly the wits and expertise to preside before a congregation. But I can only tell you I've seen a whole lot of pastors who were willing to send out letters of commendation, resumes for some of every denomination you want to talk about down here. One pastor told me, say, don't you know it's not about for them, it's not about what's in the Bible, he said. It's about them learning a profession. My brothers and sisters, they're not considered, but they trust in institutions that are not about bringing forth an absolute, not about bringing an absolute. It means, my brothers and sisters, they're only out to comfort the minds and hearts and souls of men to create a niche for themselves. If they're more concerned with their pulpits and thrones than they are the righteousness of Yah, what are they? You need to wake up, my brothers and sisters, and understand the reality. We've talked oftentimes in this show about the coming of the one called the Kurdi, the righteous one. It's mentioned in Isaiah 41, particularly Isaiah 40:27 through 41:4. It is mentioned in 44:20 through 45:6, Isaiah. Really need to read it all the way out to the 46th chapter, 13th verse. You need to read everything there is from 41 through 43:15, Isaiah. Knowing the scripture says that one is the one of whom it is written, behold my servant, my elect, my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice to the nations. Same words written of Messiah, Yeshua, in Matthew, Matthias 12:18. He is the same one who said he is the written offspring of David, the bright morning star, according to Isaiah 11. One who, perceiving not after the flesh, will reprove every wicked and flawed standard of men. Unto him all the nations, seeing a greater light, shall come unto him. They'll seek him and the rest, his rest and his peace, be glorious. Scripture says he comes a second time to regather Israel back into the land after having been scattered among the nations. It says, my brothers and sisters, again, unto him shall all the nations seek that there be peace on earth. When did Messiah bring his people back to his land? Before, at the hand of one he called an anointed at Isaiah 45. When did he do that before? He said he comes a second time to regather his people. I can only tell you that Isaiah speaks of Messiah's appearance not once, twice, but three times. Once to bring his people out of Babylon to the east, and in the latter days, according to Isaiah 59:19-21, Isaiah 24:10-16, out of a Babylon that is to the west. And between the two, my brothers and sisters, to come and even be sacrificed at the hand of a people, compelling the men to compel humanity to trust in lawlessness. The men discerning in his resurrection that the Most High and reversed the sentence and shown the difference between who was foolish and who was wise, who was righteous and who was unrighteous. And the men should know to repent. But how should men trust in those who wrongfully judge unrighteous, the righteous when the Most High has sinned? How should men, my brothers and sisters, trust in men such as this and say they have a covenant with the Most High? When the people realized what they had done, subject to rulers who had crucified the Prince of Glory, rulers who were at the appointment of Rome, who said they had no king but Caesar, how do you think that came to be? 40-some-odd years before the birth of Messiah, Rome came in and killed off all the priests and set up a priesthood. Came in the Roman interest. And from henceforth, the priesthood was between a rock and a hard place. Pressures to conform to the ideals of Rome and the compromises they had formed in terms of the doctrines they taught to the people. Do you dare believe, my brothers and sisters, the leaders are ready to recognize and declare to people the nature of their treachery? Having become intercessors not unto Yah but unto Rome? Here, my brothers and sisters, it's time to understand the truth beyond all these things. I can only tell you that Rome knew full well that if they could compel the people to no longer know the expectation of Messiah's return to reprove all the rulers, men by default, to trust in the misrule of man. They murdered millions in the first centuries of the church, even to silence all those who knew the righteous expectation of one who will reprove all the rulers, to declare the autonomy of the ruler of the one Most High, they all may know from the rising sun to the west there's none else but Yah. They sought to destroy that expectation, therefore destroying faith, therefore leaving men who wanted to believe they were still yet worthy of the kingdom, compelling men, my brothers and sisters, to argue, to oppose so much short-sighted standard in the earth. My brothers and sisters, those of us who are wise know the Most High does not compromise His will, nor is He destabilized after the various constraints of men. For if He were to change His will after the various constraints of the oppressor, my brothers and sisters, man would have no covenant with Yah at all. Rome, knowing that the only way they could conquer territories is to destroy faith in Him who believers had trusted for ages in the East, destroy the expectation of the one who would declare an absolute rule above all the rulers, destroy the expectation of the one called Shiloh, Isaiah 49:10, unto whom the gathering of the people should be. If they could destroy that expectation, they can compel men to trust in the frailty, the treachery, the damnation that comes as a result of men trusting and the misruling standards of men. Got a lot I could talk about tonight. Yes, indeed. A lot of things that could be clarified with a lot that I could say tonight. But I realize that it is late. Therefore, I can only say this to you, my brothers and sisters. I'd like to give a look at the book of Galatians, particularly Galatians in the 5th chapter. I said Galatians in the 5th chapter. And before I say this, let me explain again. The scripture says, Yah so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Those who believe in Him might not perish. He was talking about those who believe in Him whose doctrine and word transcends all the short-sightedness of men. He said, those who believe in Him, He gave them power to become sons of Yah. Power, my brothers and sisters, to harness the power of the Spirit. Knowing that there's a need for a greater dimension of discretion. That is what is meant, my brothers and sisters, said they who wait for Him, who reproves all the rulers, they shall be renewed in their strength and discretion of who Yah is beyond all the rulers, even if they have no more obstacle, that they be made strong unto the will of one. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Hear me and understand. The time has come. We must understand the rulers have never taught the words in such a way that all would really understand who sin has been. Most I told me, if I could believe, I say the same thing to you. If you can believe that the massive contradictions we see among men is acceptable after the work of the Spirit, He said, you cannot be a disciple unto Him. Can we please keep those words in mind when we look at Galatians in the 5th chapter? And what I told you before? The word that the pagans use for law, they use indiscriminate for both the pluralisms of man's rule, even against the absolution of divine rule. They use the same word for the rule of man and the rule of what they call, whoever it is, what they call the God. Their concept of love was for all the diverse pantheons of their rulers who were contentious constantly against one another. My brothers and sisters, they called most favored, whoever had the favor of the most diverse gods. Politicians, my brothers and sisters, and the very word in itself relates to hypocrite, one misrepresentative, one dissimulative. Never to glad the will of one. Changeable, my brothers and sisters, according to whatever they see appropriate to gain the trust of men. And my brothers and sisters, more than concerned about what is for the best for mankind. But believe me, a multitude of contradictions can never be peace. I can say it to you before. More concerned for their pulpits and thrones and the righteousness of Yah. There's not been a covenant with Yah at all. In fact, my brothers and sisters, that it has been deviant, even devilish. Who will understand it in its time? So let us understand the true nature of what these scriptures are saying when it said, for instance, we're not under the law by grace. We should not, by the grace of Yah, by him revealing his exceeding will, by no means should we be subject to the diverse standards of men. When scripture says the law is not manifest by faith, but in that case it's talking about man, if he is subject to the diverse standards of men, he is not functioning after the revelation that would come by faith in him who is one and not divided. He said in another place, last verses of Galatians 2, if you believe that righteousness or fullness of what is expected and acceptable unto Yah can come by trust in the flawed standards of many men. He said, hear me, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand. He ultimately said in the second to third chapter of Galatians, for you believe that righteousness, the fullness of what is accepted for the Most High, can come by the diverse standards of men. The Messiah came and died and gave his life in vain. He proved foolish the wisdom of the wise. He proved foolish in his resurrection, the principalities and powers, and showed the exceeding righteousness of Yah. Shall man then go against them, my brothers and sisters, that understanding, against that exceeding understanding, falling away from that understanding, even murdering all the vessels who have held that understanding and believe that the wicked who remain still have the light of what is divine purpose declared from the beginning, that men might attain beyond vanity what is acceptable, what is worthy to be preserved in service unto Yah. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about. The apostles said, do not frustrate the grace of Yah. In other words, guess what? Most High reveals to you his exceeding will, but the whole world will not teach. If he reveals his exceeding will, my brothers and sisters, that the whole world be an obstacle against your attaining, shall you insult the Most High? Most High desires to see men grow. Shall men turn against the greater revelation and expect, my brothers and sisters, to be favored? Man who believes this, my brothers and sisters, the coming of the Messiah has been no benefit to him. In fact, he has insulted the gift of the Most High, frustrated, insulted, and even blasphemed the gift of the Most High. My brothers and sisters, Scripture said, a man who does this, he's ready for the fire and ignition and consumes the adversary, because after receiving the knowledge of truth, he is turned back toward what is unjust, sinful, willfully. So it's a terrible thing, my brothers and sisters, to fall in the hands of an angry Yah. But after such, my brothers and sisters, who blasphemes or insults the gift of Yah, insults the truth of Yah, rejects the truth of Yah. My brothers and sisters, scripture says, no more sacrifice to be offered for sin. Messiah said, if I do not go, the Holy Spirit will not come. Meaning that he gave his very life that men might have capacity to see the greater will of Yah. Even the secret things of Yah revealed. Even remembrance of those things that before man's time and the things that should be. If men have a grounding, my brothers and sisters, in their conscience. My brothers and sisters, if men need know neither the foundation nor the expectation, what stability is there in their reasoning? He said, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? For whose eyes are sure, the Kurdi, I say. I did not say Christ, I said the Kurdi. He's never called a Christ during his lifetime. Please check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. We've talked before many times about how this word Christ is actually a polytheist term to give sanction to all the diverse rulers of the earth. For those who know Messiah to be the purity of the righteous one knows the Messiah comes to reprove all those who have misadministered his word. And those who know that he comes to reprove all those who misadminister his word know to seek beyond, to seek Yah himself beyond all these misadministrations. That they before him they may be able to stand. He says, be watchful that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Realize in Isaiah, how about, for instance, Malachi 3, Revelation 6. In both cases, it talks about the rulers not being able to stand because they've been partial in the law, treacherous against the righteousness of the law. They say they who wait for him to renew their strength. Be watchful always that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. It means seek with a spiritual eye beyond all the misconceits of your rulers. Because rulers aren't going to tell you that they stand to be kind of treacherous before the will of one. It means there's a truth to be understood beyond them all. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who understand what Messiah meant. And so your righteousness to see that of your contentious rulers. Please read Isaiah 41, Isaiah 44. You understand how Messiah must prove foolish to wisdom, the men are called wise, Isaiah 29, to restore a covenant with himself. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, the way of covenant is restored according to Jeremiah 30th chapter and 31st, that the Most High himself will write his laws upon the minds and hearts, leaving you no longer subject to those who would leave you blind and gullible, that you be redeemed from those who would keep you in darkness. That you be his people. Okay, Galatians. Back to Galatians. Fifth chapter. That being said, it is prayerful that we be able to hold to mind the right understanding of these things. Keeping in mind the definitions of these words that the Most High has granted us. He says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. Our liberty from what? How about the false rulers? How about all those who teach the word corruptly? Stand fast in the liberty wherein the Kurdi, the expectation of one who teaches beyond the rulers, has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. What does Scripture say here? The condemnation of the world, the light has come in the world, men have loved darkness more than light. Which men say that the Messiah is appearing. And then men henceforth seeking to murder and destroy those who would be vessels in expectation of a greater righteousness than men, what men have been taught at the hands of the wicked. And what men have been taught at the hand of those who keep men blind has been salvation. Think again. Think about why Isaiah 41 talks about how, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 41 speaks about how the Messiah appears, declaring righteousness. There's hardly any to discern that he is righteous. Me and my brothers and sisters, if that was the ancient expectation of old, there's certainly been a scheme among men to blind men of this expectation. And to blind men, my brothers and sisters, not to discern who it is for which they should all have always have awaited. He said, behold, I, Paul, shall say unto you, then if you be circumcised, remember that men have made something, the rite of circumcision, in so many ways invalid, like they made the rite, men's administration made the rite of baptism invalid. Let me see if I can explain to you what I mean. Colossians said, beware lest any man beguile you after the principle of the world and not after the Messiah. Said you may complete in him. You are baptized in him. And how about purged from the world in him? What about if the ones who would baptize you would keep you blind after the ways of this world? Has their baptism been unto righteousness? Has it been unto the will of one? Circumcision was a rite, an initiation rite, oftentimes practiced by the priests of Israel. But were the priests of Israel, my brothers and sisters, functioning entirely by faith to reveal the fullness of what makes man one in the will of Yah? Not if they said such things as they had no king but Caesar. I want you to think about it. He's saying to those that would be circumcised, because remember, men, even after the what was called the rabbinical orthodoxy, if you will, men from among the Pharisees and scribes had come. And quite frankly, my brothers, there was a contention that's also mentioned in the book of Acts, 15th chapter. Quite frankly, he was telling them that if they would come under the authority of the Pharisees and Sadducees again, those who do not teach the abundant knowledge of Yah, he said, hear me, my brothers and sisters, then the spirit of Messiah that would teach you more would be of no profit, no effect, and no benefit to you. Think about it. If you're satisfied with the doctrines you're hearing from men, my brother says, you already told the Most High you need to hear no more from him. That, my brother and sister, negates your opportunity to become the sons and daughters of Yah. So many times men call themselves Presbyterians, Catholics, Baptists, Methodists, Episcopalians, Seventh-day Adventists, Hebrew Israelites, got a lot of titles. Folks in Islam, folks in all various forms of Judaism, Hasidic, ultra-Orthodox, conform, conservative. Brothers and sisters, Most High is not going to bring anybody into his kingdom after anything less than the full conformity to all that is his word. When he says he's going to seal his people with his name upon their brows, do you write your name upon a letter and seal it in an envelope confirmed as the message in total when it is not complete? There's a reason why the scripture says he's going to send forth that one called the messenger, angel from the rising sun, the king of the east, Revelation 7:2, saying, heard not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our Yah upon their brows. He didn't say the pastor's going to do it. He said, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah must come himself to do it. Who will understand it in this time? Messiah will come in the power of the Holy One, even the power of his angels, to testify to mankind, to raise the conscience of men, to see beyond those who have kept them on the mark of the beast, the standards of the various nations who would not reason as one. There's a reason why the scriptures say you must prove foolish the wisdom of the wise. Proving foolish the wisdom, or what men have called wise, men shall come to the will of one, and a covenant shall be restored. What do you think was talking about in Galatians 3 when he says, now that faith has come, now men have been restored to a covenant? How? He said you have no more need of those false schoolmasters. those mediators who do not seek to reconcile you unto Yah by declaring all that is necessary, pure and complete, that the people be one. Let us understand, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures mean. It is in the casting aside of a multitude of misadministrative men that faith in Yah is restored, that a covenant is restored with him. Without that expectation of one who comes to do this again, men are left frail and easily gullible. He said again that if you seek then to be subject to the fallen standards of men, taking counsel from men and not from Yah, become those who therefore sit still, like the scripture says in Isaiah 30, the beast of the south. He said this shall all be to your confusion and never to your discerning what indeed is absolute. Says in Galatians 5:3, I testify again to you, every man then, think about it, who is that is circumcised, he is a debtor to do the whole law. My brothers and sisters, with never anything else, I want you to understand what it means in this case. Abraham was told to walk before the Most High and seek what is perfect, the perfect will of Yah. If he sought anything less, would it would have been a covenant that would bring peace to the nations? If all the nations, my brothers and sisters, refuse to seek the perfect will of Yah, shall there be one? Shall there be agreement with him? My brothers and sisters, agreement with Yah, since the Most High does not deny himself, is after a pure and perfect word. So he said, I say to you that every man who is circumcised, look at Genesis 17. He told his people, he told Abraham to walk after him and be perfect. And on the eighth day, he circumcised the child. Why? To bring forth children, not after the short-sighted will of the flesh. My brothers and sisters, after the spirit of Yah. People will not judge merely after what their eyes see and what their ears hear. Are people, my brothers and sisters, who being guided, led by the Spirit of Yah, which teaches all things, reproves all short-sighted doctrine, all sin. That teaches all things, that they might be attuned in the will of one. So I testify to you again that every man who would be circumcised or who would recognize the covenant the Most High gave to Abraham in circumcision, that he is a debtor, he is indebted, he is obligated to do, perform, teach, seek the whole law. Deuteronomy 29:29, secret things belong to the Most High. Those things which he has revealed belong to us and to our children forever. So in the last day, there will be remembrance of all these things that have been long forgotten. That's what Messiah come to do, my brothers and sisters, to bring remembrance of those forgotten, hidden things. And men no longer left partial in their discretion to see the master balance points, cornerstone, upon which all truth is to be restored, revealed, and preserved. We must have that big word that is from the beginning, my brothers and sisters. Why is it that in Isaiah 48, the Messiah must come to a people who sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness, saying from the beginning, from the creation, there am I, to show you the way that you should go. Oh, that you kept preserved my command, the conscience that I gave you. For your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. So men say, and having forgotten it, they still have a covenant. After the administrations of men, didn't Most High tell you right off the top, he is one? Didn't he tell you right off the top, you should have no other ruler but he? Don't be deceived by the variant standards of men, my brothers and sisters, that compel you in less than faith. It teaches the requirement of the Most High. The book of Jacob says if we're scattered among the nations, the book we call James, said if we are scattered among the nations, we must still remember that beyond the provocations of men, the short-sightedness of men, the temptations of man, misadministrative provocations of man against the pure righteousness of Yah, we must understand that our perseverance and our faith in Yah must bring forth still a complete and perfect work. Pure and completion offers one choice beyond all the double-mindedness, debates, and doubts of men. That is faith. He said, if we don't seek that fullness, then let us not think we receive anything from Yah. Let us not think that we are worthy to receive anything from him. For a man that will always hold on to the hypocritical compromise of seeming wise to this world will never be made whole unto Yah. Did you notice the scripture soon thereafter said the gift of Yah, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness, no shadow of change? Did you not understand the scripture where he says, the grass withers, the flower fades, and all flesh is as the grass? Hey, and how about the scriptures say? The grass withers, the grass withers, the flower fades, and all flesh is as the grass, because the wind, the Spirit of the Most High, that reproves all things, will blow upon it. Many of my brothers and sisters, all that is the result of fleshly obstacle, misconceits of man, must be cast aside. We must transcend it, my brothers and sisters, if we are to discern what it means when I would tell you that the flame burns everything that's not like itself. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's not the man after the carnality of the flesh that will be an obstacle against the rate of righteousness of Yah that will survive the judgment that is to come. Scripture says, for every foolish word a man speaks, he'll give account for it in the judgment. Micaiah, Matthew 12:36. Please understand. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, would keep the covenant, and be true to what the Most High declared unto Abraham. Knowing the word, the very name of the Most High means that he is all that he is. Everything and all that he is. Please understand. Can the Most High deny himself and still be light? Can the Most High be inconsistent with himself and still be light? Can the Most High be a contradiction unto himself and still be light and life? No, my brothers and sisters. He would not be destabilized after the contentions of men. He is not a God after men's imaginations. Blessed are they who will understand and seek him and love him still, for the world shall know his name. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, we keep the law and know that if we break it into pieces, there is no peace. And those who deny the Spirit that would teach all things, no lie in it. Brothers and sisters can never be perfected, never made whole. If you seek to be justified then by the diverse contentions of man, you have fallen from grace. You have no favor from the Most High, he says, because you have trusted. Not that Yah is one, but in effect, my brothers and sisters, trusted in the devil. Yah is one to believe that he is a diverse, contentious many. It's to love the heart of a devil, and it's not the love of absolution, but confusion. Blessed to understand it in this time. Man is delivered, made whole, delivered even from those who were deceived, knowing to seek beyond all that causes contentions amongst his brethren. Only if he believes that Yah has wisdom to heal beyond all discrepancies. He said, blessed are the peacemakers, my brothers and sisters, who will understand why he said that. The very word for peace means to be made complete. Blessed are those who will seek perfect, the perfect will of Yah, complete will of Yah, the pure will of Yah. For lying against the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is a damnable sin. So you should not swear by his name or take his name. Presume his name after the vanity of the man. You must seek his inspiration absolutely. So if you seek to be justified by the diverse contentions of man, the brethren says you've already been assaulted the Spirit of grace. For we who are wise through the Spirit that teaches will teach all things, make us whole, make us one, make us pure unto him. Wait for the hope of righteousness. What does the word righteous mean? It means a love for all. Yah has declared, even a devotion to be of service unto all the Most High will reveal by faith, my brothers and sisters, knowing that he knows what is better for man than all that men can imagine. For in Yeshua the current deed, the righteous one that is spoken of in Isaiah 41, how about 40:27-41:4? The one called the Son of Righteousness that would arise. Malachi 4:2, who came after the reign of that one called Cyrus the Great. And one is called the Branch, and it was also called Sunrise. It came long after the reign of the one called Cyrus the Great that brought Israel out of Babylon. The word Samah means both branch and it also means sunrise. It's like the word Dinka means sunrise. The same in the Aramaic. Cyrus said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. The sun in its rising, my brothers and sisters, suddenly cast out the darkness and reveals the light of world would obscure. And that they did not teach men to expect one who will expose all the rulers and their unrighteousness. My brothers and sisters, men have fallen from faith. Blessed are they who comprehend these things. And to this righteousness, this expectation of exceeding righteousness will return. So I testify again to every man that is circumcised who will trust in the various standards of the rulers who use circumcision as a rite of deception, an initiation right into deception. Remember, he's an indebtor. He's still indebted by Yah. If he's going to be true to Yah, keep the whole law. How about 5 and 6? For in Yeshua HaMashiach the Kurdi, neither is, let's just say, man's devotion after the ideas of men availeth anything. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision. In other words, get the point. One scripture in the book of Ephesians says your circumcision was circumcision made without hands. The working of Yah upon the heart. Even to seek the fullness of what is divine will. The fullness of all that is divine righteousness. He removes the heart stone. Men may have a malleable heart of flesh. Who, my brothers and sisters, will understand? Maybe some of you out here know what I'm talking about when I talk about how the Most High can grab a hold to you. It's almost like he takes his heart straight out of your heart, straight out of your body. He'll move it and mold it by his own hand and then put it back in, shaping onto something with which he is more pleased. For in the Kurdi who approves all the rulers, neither is man's, none of man's initiation right into any authority of men, be it Jew or Gentile, availeth anything. But faith in Yah, working through love, love of all that Yah has declared, that all that he declares, all he elects unto his purpose, might be made one. He said, you one time did run well, you progressed well, who would hinder you that you should not obey or seek, how is this, my brothers and sisters, the whole truth? Who is it, my brothers and sisters? I think about it. I can tell you many times I've run in the past, the point blank, when I talk about certain scriptures, they talk about they don't teach it in their church. They don't teach that scripture in their church. Wow. What kind of church you got to leave people in darkness? The very definition of a church is something brings people out of the darkness of this diverse world that blinds men because of the multitude of their different beliefs. That is darkness, my brother says. You can't say that it is wisdom. You can't say that it is light. The men are trusting in a multitude of contentions to the point in which they don't know which way to go. Yes, it has been the deceitful standards of men that have blinded men to the truth, the gospel, truth, and light of Yah. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, need to transcend and seek beyond all these variant standards of darkness, various standards of men that don't seek the whole truth, that at last, my brothers and sisters, we might have access to him who does not seek in opening his heart to any man, does not seek that he be insulted by human unbelief. He said, if we follow after anyone who persuades you not to seek the whole truth or obey the whole truth, he said, this persuasion comes not of him who calls you. He said, Yah deny himself? Absolutely not. Shall man, my brothers and sisters, be made whole and at peace with the Most High, all nations blessed, if men seek an imperfect standard? If men seek less than what is complete? If they only argue with one another in their short-sightedness? Wake up, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says a little leaven, man puffed up in his nothing, and it's in his vanities, in his short-sightedness, leaveneth or corrupts the whole lump. There's no leaven or corruption, my brothers and sisters, in the pure, perfect word of the Spirit. It is the fleshly thoughts of men, my brothers and sisters, that puff men up in their arrogance. Hey, like bread puffed up filled only with pockets of air. Brothers and sisters, we must be pure unto the Most High. Notice that unleavened bread, that which is not tainted after, that which corrupts of this world, is that which has much greater life. Unleavened bread versus leavened bread. One that's tainted after the stain of this world becomes spoiled quickly. My brothers and sisters, we all should all then become unleavened. He said in Galatians 5:10, speaking to a people he's spoken to at that time, say, I have confidence in you in the Most High that you will be none otherwise minded, not seek that you will be called wise after a multitude of contentious standards. How can men say they are wise beyond a multitude of lies and not discern the wiles of a deceiver? See, I have confidence in you through the Most High that ye be none otherwise minded. But he that troubles you, Most High told me that any time man is subject to any conscience less than his own, it is trouble, it is tribulation, it is unrest. Think about it. Men, prideful and selfishly ambitious, desiring the esteem of men, oftentimes don't desire to be reproved when they are in error. Oftentimes don't seek the greater truth when the opportunity presents itself. They recognize that men remain in darkness and see the greater light. This a child of light cannot do. But he that troubles you, he said, those who would keep you, then, my brothers and sisters, get my point, in troubled waters rather than still. Those who keep you at unrest without the comfort of the truth. He that troubles you, keep you contentious, unruly, undisciplined, unaware, prideful, without discipline, shall bear his judgment. How about the condemnation he has created, whoever he be? Now, brethren, he said, if I yet preach circumcision, in other words, I yet preach, even to those who are of the circumcision, he said, why do I yet suffer persecution? If he seeks to help men, whether they are Jew or Gentile, shall he suffer persecution? Shall men become so prideful and their own self-righteousness that they would deny whoever it is the Most High would call? My brothers and sisters, it was still true in Israel among the Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes that they despised the idea about Messiah crucified and resurrected, because it declared the folly of those who judged him falsely. My brothers and sisters, all those whom the Most High called, whether Jew or Gentile, are still called, brothers and sisters, to hold the way of righteousness. And for the good of all, it must be understood. He said, I'm desirous, my brethren, you should know this mystery in Romans 11:25-27. Blindness in part is befallen Israel until the time of the Gentiles come to an end, until no more is there Gentile unrighteousness to blind his people. He says, to that time, blindness in some way befall Israel, until the time of the Gentiles come to an end. And he said this, the Gentiles be not wise in their own conceits, for the deliverer will come out of Zion, according to that which the Most High declared to Israel. Deliverance from all deceit and all the deceitfulness of other nations will come out of Zion by one whom the Most High declared out of Israel. Same prophecy, brothers and sisters, are in Isaiah 59:19-21. And it even goes as far as say, the nations that will not awaken to the rights of the Yah restores unto Israel. The light of the Yah restores unto Israel. So that nation shall perish. He said this, that the nation not be wise in their own conceits, not be wise in their diverse compromises. For the Savior, my brothers and sisters, comes to remove all transgression, all trust in a lie, all trust in half-truths, all trust in worldly compromise, all trust in polytheist hypocrisy, all trust in misrepresentation. Yah is not represented, my brothers and sisters, by pieces and parts of his word, in conjunct, out of line. For man to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. Messiah comes to reveal more than just the word, but the very thoughts, purpose of Yah. that men might, in hearing the words, discern them according to what appeases Yah. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the hope of peace and life, even preservation. To this day, my brothers and sisters, there are those who would not want to, you to understand that Messiah's resurrection meant that the rulers were foolish. That Messiah's resurrection came because there was a need to prove the various standards of men unwise. Messiah's appearing this time, my brothers and sisters, would do the same. That men might recall to the will of one, gaining liberty, freedom, deliverance from all those who would keep men subject to lesser word after the short sightings of the flesh. We said at 5:13 Galatians, I got a few minutes left. He said, you've been called to liberty, to see beyond all the diversity of the rulers. Not liberty for an occasion of that you fall after the will of the short-sighted flesh, but serve one another. How about that you serve Yah? That you seek the will of Yah for the blessing of one another, for this is the covenant. For all the law, even the law of peace, all the law of peace with Yah is fulfilled in one word. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Seek the word, my brothers and sisters, for the good of us all. And nothing else, my brothers and sisters, worthy to be called a holy covenant and the love of him who we as a people must come to respect and revere and love as Savior. After a partial word, my brothers and sisters, every man contentions in his own self-righteous men bite, seek to bite and devour one another. They say we have to take heed that we're not consumed one of another. Walk then in the Spirit. Seek the fullness of all the Most High declared in which there is no contention. Pure and completion offers one choice and only perfect agreement. And you should not fulfill, or you should not seek to be called yourself complete after the lust, the short-sightedness, the will, the blindness of the flesh that only sees things according to its own ambitious purpose. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. Men willing to be justified in themselves don't seek higher proof. And the Spirit that would bring forth higher reproof, my brothers and sisters, has to reprove the flesh. The two are contrary one to another. So that if you seek to walk after compromise, my brothers and sisters, you are stagnant, and unable to appease Yah as you should. So if you be led by the Spirit that teaches all things, my brothers and sisters, unto the will of one, you're not under the flawed standards of men. What did the rulers call, teach the people to call a law, my brothers and sisters, before the gospel went forth? If it wasn't the polytheist compromises according to whatever diverse gods and diverse standards, diverse institutionalities that were sanctioned by state. The very word agape, my brothers and sisters, they used for love was a love for all the diverse pantheon of diverse gods, contentious one against another. The men might offend none of their diverse false gods, devils. My brothers and sisters, man who does not seek the perfect will of one, who seeks to hold most of the partialities, can never be true to one. Can't serve two masters, my brothers and sisters. It's time we understand the real meaning of all these things. Again, Messiah must prove foolish to wisdom, what seems to be wisdom, inconsiderate of all, inconsiderate, not giving consideration to all the Most High spoken along the prophets. You must discern the secret city prophecies then, my brothers and sisters. Look at my website, hiddengospel.com, secret city. You must look and discern, my brothers and sisters, what I call an article called the early church origin, mutual expectation. The gospel of Shiloh, all these things. Check out my website, hiddengospel.com. Discern again, my brothers and sisters, the truth. Scripture said in advance, the rules will not tell. Unto his might, unto his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening.